from Studio A, July 2013. This is Wildwood.
So this song is one of the first songs we ever played together as a trio. It was kind of one of the older songs that I had written, and we didn't really have anywhere else to start but those older songs when we got together. So Alex played his pedal steel, Greg did his normal drumming, and we liked it enough to record it on our first little SoundCloud online music site. So this is called My Home. My home is here. This is a song I wrote about the movie Cold Mountain. It's one of my favorites. And I try to look for some song subjects that aren't all personal sometimes. So I went with this story. And for now, we're just calling it Cold Mountain. All right.
Since you were there, if only it were enough. This is a song off the album. It's called Heart and Crown. And I guess it basically just came out.
Sorry.
I'll wait until you're
This is like
talking.
A live performance.
Yeah. This is a song called Heart and Crown. It's off the album. And it was written out of a period of introspection and a lot of jealousy and just a lot of sort of mixed up emotion. But it's a good song. It makes me feel better when I sing it. So
now.
Here we go. Yeah. That was then, this is now.
I wish nights were dark enough. I miss the names of familiar streets. Dead end roads would all stand still. And dusk shadow lying east. We don't share our dreams. The lead in fears kept underneath. The silence is what it seems. And doubt and guilt. Come obscene. The longest nights follow the lines of shaded faces, the accidental rivers through unknown graces. Sometimes I dream of leaving town, but I lose sight of heart and crown, an interstate no sorrow found. Shows hollow glow, emotion lights say you're alone. And I'll give up when you don't call. Further from grace, your love will fall. And I can't cover the horizon, but never beat the desert sun. Longest nights follow the lines of shaded faces, like accidental rivers through unknown graces. And sometimes I dream of leaving town, but I lose sight of heart and crown, an interstate no sorrow found.
So, Mr. McMahon, you told the story with the before we started rolling about how you sort of said, "I got to be part of this." You heard this sound coming from these two, from Greg and Meredith, and just said, "I want to make them the mixtape. I want to be that guy."
Yeah. Well, I mean, I when I was younger, I was playing with a lot of blues bands, and I'd sit in. And I started doing that at a young age, and then I got really burnt out on that style of music. But I grew up listening to a lot of classic American music and play the pedal steel. I mean, it's a very adaptive instrument. Mm-hmm. And I know just hearing what Meredith was doing vocally and what Greg was doing is like, I knew from the beginning that there was something I could add. And it wasn't so much like I'm adding, but I'm also getting something from the two of them. So I think... Really, from the beginning, there was this mutual sort of spark that we all sort of caught. Everybody sort of stepped up a little bit more.
Yeah, because Greg and I had been playing together a lot and just kind of a lot of coffee shop gigs. And we were also getting kind of burnt out on the style that we had managed to create together. And we're looking for something else. We just had no idea what it was. So when Alex came in the mix with all these great ideas and things to add, it was kind of just like the sound we had been waiting for, even though we didn't know it.
Well, and then even then, the sound was really different.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the three of us musically have changed a lot in 2 years. Like, I know the stuff that I listen to has been influenced by knowing and getting to know them really well. You know, like, we're all close friends, so it's like, it's just, I don't know, it's kind of interesting that I think we've all sort of grown up in the band a little bit.
Now, there's a song that you are not playing tonight, but you've mentioned, which is a song that was co-written between Alex and Meredith.
Yes.
And that has pieces that are true to story and pieces that are true to a made-up story.
Right, we're talking about Stay. Which is on the album.
It's on the album.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we might hear that tonight from your recording there. Usually when we hear about groups creating songs, someone is bringing in a song, is bringing in at least the lyric, at least the melody, the bones of the song, and then all the other talents come to bear to flesh it out.
Mm-hmm.
But this was a different writing process, and this was sort of a Lennon-McCartney writing process.
Yeah, it stands to be one of the only times that's actually happened, but
we're getting better about it, though.
Yes.
I think we have a couple new songs in the hopper.
Yeah, definitely.
Now that are fermenting away and they'll become something, but...
But it was one of those rare moments where it's just kind of... I don't even think we expected to write a song when we met up that day, you know, just presenting an idea, and then it just happened right there, and... Yeah.
So I think from the beginning, I was amazed by Meredith's process, that she would write these insane songs, like, with a really rich melody, and just, I mean, it would do stuff that, you know, people can sit around and play three chords and, like, you know, sing something, and, oh, it's a song. Hers were like orchestrations. So then I was always so like, I want to try and write a song, but I'm not a songwriter. So it was fun collaborating, because then it wasn't like doing the same thing over and over, because it's taking both of us out of our comfort zone creatively.
So Meredith, that writing, getting out of the three chords and the whatever, truth or not, is this coming from what you're calling serious folk music, or is it coming from a different musical sensibility from in your upbringing?
It's definitely melody driven, because I sing in choirs around town, and I've sung in choirs for a long time now. So it's mostly sacred music, church music, and I think when I'm thinking of where a song will go, I hear those choral chords come into the mix, and that kind of leads me into different places. I know I have a lot of songs that are just folk, and they're pretty simple. But then when I stray, I'm not really aware of it, but I think it's just because of all the songs I've sung over and over again in rehearsals and different performances. Yeah.
It's cool when that intuition kicks in, because you can tell that you're, like, thinking.
But do you ever have moments in choir where you really want that harmonica and that pedal steel?
Oh, yeah, all the time, all the time. And we have this great organist. I sing at the St. John's Cathedral, and Maxine Tevenot's playing the organ. And I just told her the other day that I always hear Jimmy Smith. And I wish that she would just play that when she's in the service. I know it's never going to happen.
Sneak the harmonica in and play during the service.
Yeah.
To see who will...
Yeah, there are definitely times when I'm singing in choir and I'll circle a chord that I hear the room make, because I want to use that in a song. So that's happened a few times.
Well, you've passed now from sort of your creation story to the first album, and you're already at work on the next one. So here's where we have to ask the question: how do you navigate the next step? From what I understand, unlike a lot of groups in Albuquerque and Santa Fe, you are, three of you, committed and central on this group. This mm-hmm. is not one of four or five different gigs that you have on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Session work, choir, all of that could be different.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you take it? That means, that commitment means that you can hit the road a lot easier than other groups could. Are you thinking in those terms now, or are you thinking in developing New Mexican audience?
At the very beginning, we started with a goal of, let's see if we can do this for a living and, you know, travel and go out there. And in order to do that, you kind of have to have that straight mind frame, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't make everything too busy or else it'll, you know, never get anywhere.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're struggling with at this point, because we're all trying to work a little bit because we're not making enough to not have a day job. But we also don't want to get too involved in a career that doesn't involve music, because that's what we really want to be doing. So we're setting up shows a little bit further away every time. Mm. So far we've gone to, help me out guys, we've gone to Santa Fe and Taos.
Bernalillo
for the Range. We haven't played outside of New Mexico yet.
Not yet. I know October we're going to Austin. So towards the end of October we're going to be in Austin for 5 or 6 days or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
I'm talking to the pencil mic. This is a song that Meredith and I wrote, and I wrote it after losing a family member of mine and being at their house and seeing his door closed for the first time. And it just struck me as being really strange, because the doors are usually open in that household. All the brothers and the sister and the parents never close their doors. So I just thought there was something there for a song. And then Meredith and I were able to write a song about it. It's called Brothers.
And this is on a EP we released on Bandcamp. Sort of our first official releases, Wildwood. This is another one of the first songs we played together as a band, and we've kind of kept it in our 3-hour set in these past 2 years. My family likes to call it our driving song,
And it's just a little pick-me-up when you have to move on your own and go somewhere else. It's called Keep My Distance. One, two.
Been listening to Wildwood, the trio recorded live in our own Studio A in July of 2013. Wildwood are Meredith Wilder, lead vocals, electric guitar, Alex McMahon, pedal steel, electric guitar and vocals, Greg Williams on drums, percussion, and harmonica. The whole performance recorded for air by Eli Willard.